What got you interested in applying for this job?
The opportunity to come back to my hometown and give something back to this community that I grew up in and be a part of our tribal organization.
Have you been involved in PIA before this?
I served as a tribal member on the board of directors for Search in the past, but never been an employee, just as a tribal member.
So tell me, what's it been like in the past few weeks getting to learn the ropes and taking over this job?
It's been very exciting, actually. Ronell Beardsley has done an outstanding job of putting together a program that I believe will keep us moving forward with positive momentum. PIA has a lot of exciting programs that we're operating, and a lot of exciting things are happening within the community.
Yeah, are you continuing what has been happening, the social services and other businesses?
Absolutely. No changes in the foreseeable future with those programs.
Okay. Is the PIA in good financial shape these days? It was just a couple years ago, I think, when they had to basically lay people off because they were out of money, basically.
We're not out of the woods yet. We have our work cut out for us in ensuring sustainability of our services, so we're very conservative and plan on remaining so for a while we move forward.
And how many staff do you have these days? Do you know off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, I do not. It's the lower season right now. The roads program hasn't started up. The season hasn't begun, so I know we'll be growing quite a bit with the crew coming back on for that. Okay. So
you'll be restarting what sidewalk work and that kind of thing that you normally do?
Sidewalk work, yes, the normal stuff with maybe a few exciting things that our director of that program has planned.
And anything new in the future or new programs you're taking on, or are you sticking with what you have because of the financial situation?
After 2 weeks on the job, we haven't moved into that direction yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to say never.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've had your first meeting with the board, I think, Monday night and all, and got to know each other again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And tell me more about your thoughts about the next few years. Any goals for you personally that you'd like to see in this job?
Personally, I'd like to see PIA develop a strategic plan that allows us to remain in operation regardless of the status of what federal grants are available or any other type of grants. Just to basically be self-sustaining.
Because you aren't really dependent on that grant money, right?
You know, you can be.
Yeah.
You can be. And we don't want to rely only on that.
What else should we tell people about you, your past experience, your other jobs that you've worked around the region?
I have worked for another tribal organization. I was with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. I served on the board of directors for there before I was an employee. I am familiar with tribal government, administration, human resources, finance, and I am very excited to be back in my hometown and working for an organization that gives so much to our community.
And your husband was a police officer for a while, right?
Yes, and is a police officer still with Juneau.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. What else should we tell people about you?
Well, basically my family's here in Petersburg. My kids are still in Juneau along with my husband, and we're open to any possibilities right now. It's just really good to be back in Petersburg. We're both very excited to be spending time here again. This is where our heart is. You know, at this point in time, having only been here for the last couple of weeks, just getting to know everything that we have to offer, I'll be sitting down with each of the grant leaders, directors, supervisors, and getting to know their programs better. I'm very excited to be part of this, and each of them gave a wonderful presentation to our new board of directors on Monday night, talking about what their programs offer. There's a lot of exciting things happening, tobacco prevention, general assistance, and welfare assistance. We have some really good things going on here at PIA.
So you'd like to do more to get more people involved and younger people?
What I'd like to look for in the future for Petersburg Indian Association is an opportunity for us to involve our youth, our local Native youth, in programs that celebrate our culture, our heritage, our lifestyle, and sharing it with the community and just bringing out an awareness of what we have to offer and what we can share.